For 25 years, the Gary Historical Society has been holding its Summer Enrichment Learning Program. The five-week program teaches young people 20 topics, including music. The program is taught by members of the Gary Civic Orchestra. Violinist David Howard has been teaching two classes at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Gary for 10 years. Howard says music education pays big dividends.
But it has been shown scientifically that they help children in school. And it's been stated to me that when a child has a purpose other than just going to classes, academic classes, the child does better.
Michael Carson is the conductor of the Gary Civic Symphony. He feels an obligation to teach future generations of musicians.
We have to all contribute to the better of life in our community, all of us. All of us are responsible, from the youngest, once we have some kind of conscience and have some sense of responsibility, to the oldest of us. We all have to pitch in and make the community better. So, I mean, it does no good to sit back and to complain without trying to get in and duel or something. But for me, this is fun, because I like to see students progress.
Naomi Millender is with the Gary Historical Society. She says she's helping to expose young people to a wide variety of topics in the arts.
They get an opportunity to be exposed to things that cost money in other communities, in some other communities where you have to pay big bucks.
My name is Marva Hicks. I have my grandson, which is Prince Mister. He's 7.5 years old. I have him here to learn more skills such as reading, math, and drawing and music. When I tell him we have to do math at home, he's excited. And that's what I want him to be excited about learning.
3 on the D string.
In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio. 3A, right.